Let's get into the Word. As we said, we want to look this morning, or this afternoon, I should say, at the concept of do you see Jesus? Do you see Jesus? And our text is going to be coming from Hebrews, the 2nd chapter, and the 9th verse. Correlating scripture is going to be coming from Hebrews, the 12th chapter, and the 2nd verse. Hebrews 2 and 9 says, "But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels, for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he by the grace of God should taste death for every man." All right? And our correlating scripture, as we said, is going to be coming from Hebrews, same book, 12th chapter, and the 2nd verse. It says, "Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God." Now, when you think about the question that is asked as a subject for today, you think about what it is asking you personally. Do you see Jesus? And the importance of seeing Jesus. You think about all of the things that may come before you on a daily basis to try to block you from seeing Jesus. As the missionaries went over some time before, they called it distractions. Distractions, the blockages or obstacles, darkness itself. Also yourself, myself, me. All of these things are opportunities that Satan creates to prevent me from seeing Jesus. Even when you're sick, think about when you're sick, you have issues going on in your body. Those things try to prevent you from seeing Jesus. And you should be asking yourself, why does it prevent me from seeing Jesus? Obviously, that stuff wants you to wallow in it. It wants you to, you know, just linger in that state or in that thought. Because it knows that as long as you think on that thing, you can't think on Jesus. You can't do both at the same time. You have to make a conscious decision that regardless of what is going on in your life, that I'm going to focus in on Jesus. You think about the things that Jesus went through. You think about Hebrews chapter number 12 and 2. You notice the concept of what it's saying. Looking unto Jesus. He's the what? The author? He's the one that starts it, and he's the one that's going to do what? Finish our faith. Why is faith so important? Faith is the substance of what? Things hoped for. The evidence of things that are what? Not seen. You can't say you have faith if you see it or touch it or you have it. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. So you have to say within yourself, what is it that you are expecting from Jesus? At the end of the day, we come over into holiness because we are expecting to go back with Jesus when he comes. It'd be a waste of our time and our energy to do all of this and then we end up going to hell. Or we end up missing the rapture. But we do all of this because we say that we believe, first of all, that Jesus is coming back. Right. Second, that everybody that talks about going back with Jesus is not going back with him. Jesus is going away, according to the scripture in John. He says, "I go away to prepare a place for you." Now, the whole world was open ears to that message. But Jesus lets us know that that message was directed personally. He said, "I go away to prepare a place for you, that where I am, you shall be what? Also." Right? Say, "If I go, I will come again and do what? Receive you unto myself." Well, only ones that the Lord is coming back for are for those that do what? Receive him. The Lord is not coming back for people that reject him. You know how people say that thing, the Lord can do everything but fail. But you're lying on Jesus. There are certain things that Jesus cannot do. First of all, he cannot lie. He cannot tell no lie. Right. What Jesus says, he has to fulfill his word. Right. He cannot change. Right. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Right. He also cannot save someone that rejects him, right? That's why a lot of times, you know, with funerals and things of that nature, people, loved ones die. Everybody wants the person to go back with Jesus, but they don't want to consider what kind of life they lived before that. As we said before, your behaviors, your actions equal your what? Results. So if I want to go back with Jesus, I got to live a life before him. Scriptures didn't declare that before Enoch was translated. He had this testimony that he did what? He pleased Jesus, right? So my life has to make sure, I have to make sure that my life, my walk, my talk pleases the Lord Jesus. And the things that come before me in my life that try to prevent me from seeing Jesus, trying to prevent me from seeing the one that can prepare me to go back with him. Think about that thing. You say, well, Elder Scudder, you know, time is short. Yes, that is true. Time is very short. We only got a little while down here to live. Only got a short while to prepare ourselves for our exit. And as Job say, the man is going to die, but he asked the question, is he going to live again? And all of our appointed time, all of the time that we have fixed, set aside to live here on the earth, we have to wait for the change. Think about that. Waiting for the change. Being able to see Jesus and be ready for the Lord to do what? To change me. Right? That's the truth, saints. I'm trying to tell you, things are going to come up in your life all the time. Things are going to try its best to distract you and to not make you see Jesus, not make you realize that the Lord is your help. Jesus is your deliverance. That's the truth, saints. The scripture done told you there's no salvation in any other. There's no other what? Name. Under heaven given among men whereby we what? Devil will have you out there trying to make sure that you got pictures all on your wall. You say, I got to have pictures of Jesus all on my wall. No, you don't. You don't know what Jesus looks like. You know, just pictures of people, a man on the cross. You don't need that. Only thing that can save you is his name. The name of Jesus is your salvation. You say, well, Elder Scudder, you know, they want me to try this. They want me to try. I'm trying to tell you, the only thing that can deliver you is the name of Jesus. And the devil don't want you to see Jesus. Doesn't want you to be able to focus on Jesus. He doesn't want you to be able to, first of all, know who Jesus is. He wants you to, you think about, I think someone was saying about all of the false teaching that is in the earth. All of the people that may be following behind all kind of strange doctrines and teachings. You got to be careful with that stuff. Got to be careful, as you say, listening and feeding off of different people's tables. You know, when you're listening to information, you're feeding your mind off of different people's tables. And if you're not careful, that stuff will mess up your thoughts. It'll mess up your thinking. And as a saint, he said, the Lord bless you to come over in the holiness. Uh-huh. He bless you to come over here to the knowledge of truth. Uh-huh. Is this true? When you come this way, people always say, well, Elder Scudder, you all don't have. No, we don't have a lot. And we never will probably have a lot. Why? Because of what we believe in. Because of the standards that we live by. You know, we just can't cut corners. You've got to do everything the way that Jesus says for it to be done. I'm not telling you that you're not going to have problems. I'm not telling you not going to have issues. I'm not telling you that you're not going to make mistakes. But you cannot go around thinking it's all right to live a certain kind of way when you know it doesn't line up with the scripture. The Lord is calling for holiness. He's calling for you to live a clean and an upright life. And you've got to keep your mind humble. Yes. That when you see things in your life that is not like Jesus, yes, you've got to go back to the drawing board and say, Jesus, yes, help me. God. Jesus, I'm falling short. Yes. I'm not doing the things that are pleasing, yes, in your sight. Yes. The same way you got to help in the beginning, yes, is the same way you're going to get to help right, yes, now, right?
Yes.
You have to humble yourself. Yes. You have to humble yourself. Mm-hmm. Scripture done told you that the wicked has got to do what? Forsake his ways. Yes. The unrighteous man has got to forsake his thoughts. Uh-huh. And he's got to have a mind to come back to Jesus. Uh-huh. He's got to seek the Lord while the Lord can be found.
Yes.
When the Lord is blessing you to feel him, mm-hmm, the Lord is blessing you to hear about him, the Lord is giving you knowledge of his name. Yes. That's the true saints. You don't get that out nowhere else. You thank the Lord. I was listening to the praise this morning and the testimonies. That was a common thing. The importance, I thank the Lord, when we come in here, we hear the name. We hear the name constantly preached, constantly taught, constantly rehearsed in our mind. Why do we hear the name? You're not in a place that keeps invoking God, God, God. God don't save you. The name of Jesus saves you. You need that name. It is something about the name that is able to cure all of the sicknesses, all of the diseases, all of the issues of your soul. And you've got to ask yourself, when stuff comes up in your life, stop focusing on the stuff and ask yourself the question, do I see Jesus? No matter what is going on, no matter what people are saying to me, do I see Jesus? And if I don't see Jesus, I got to pray, Lord Jesus, please rebuke this devil. Don't allow Satan to block my mind to the point that I cannot see what I need. I need Jesus. If I don't see Jesus, I'm not going to get the help that I need. That's the truth, saints. If you don't see the Lord, you're not going to get the help that you need. Especially during these times and things that is going on. We were laughing on the way over. We said, you know, this year was flying by. But never in our lives have we heard so much information coming at one time. You know, you can't focus on one thing, but someone else telling you something else. And you know, it's information from the news, information from your neighborhood, information from the doctors, information from family members saying that this one died. That every time you turn around, somebody that you know, somebody that you touch has died. And all that stuff, you ask yourself, what is that stuff trying to do? It's trying to block my mind. That stuff wants you to pay attention to it instead of the Lord Jesus. Because at the end of the day, regardless of what is going on, you still have to be saved. You still got to be born of both water and spirit. Lord said, if you don't do that, if any man have not the spirit of Christ, he is none of his, right? You're not going to get in if you don't have it, right? That's the truth. And nobody but the devil knows that. Devil knows that. Devil knows that there's only one way to get into it. Devil knows there's only one door. And he knows that Jesus is that door. Devil's out there creating all these many different ways to try to climb up. Come on, John 10:1. Someone go over there really quick. John 10:1. John 10:1.
Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same as a thief.
What is he? He's a thief and a robber, right? So you try to climb up another kind of way. You are what? A thief and a robber. Now go to John 10:10. Same chapter, 10th verse.
The thief cometh not.
So who is this that's trying to get me, encourage me to climb up another kind of way? It's nothing but that thief. Nothing but that robber. That thief and that robber is trying to get me to climb up into the kingdom another kind of way, making you think good works is going to get you there. Come on, saints. That's what I told you on the Bible study. You have to make sure that your faith is directed towards the right way. You just can't come into the church and focus on, well, let me get myself involved in this and get myself involved in that, and you haven't focused on your soul. You need to have your faith directed towards the salvation of your soul. Right? Because no matter how many good works you do, if your soul is not right, according to the scripture, all of your righteousness is as a filthy rag. You can help 1,000 people, but if you ain't got your soul right, all of your good work is like a filthy rag. You got to say, Lord Jesus, clean me up first. How does he do it? He does it through the new birth. He does it by water and spirit. It gets you in a position to be right with Jesus, right? There's therefore now no condemnation to them that are what? In Christ Jesus. Position. Who do what? Walk. Now that's the performance. You got to make sure you're in the right position first. So the message has got to be focused on your soul. That's the truth. When church got started in the book of Acts, it was easy to say, come on in and help us do this and help us do that. No, but Peter's message was direct. It was soul focused. Soul focused said, do what? Repent. and do what? Be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ. Why? For the remission, for the removal of sin. That's the truth. So no matter how many good works I do, if I still got sin on me, sin taints it all. Huh? That's the truth. But just like I told y'all on Wednesday, it's no different. You go out there, you do all this nice, nice stuff, but every time you get finished, sin ditch your hand down into the bucket, the bucket of mud, the bucket of muck and mire, and then when you pull it out, what you see? I'm dirty. I'm still defiled. I'm polluted. But what are all that good stuff? All that good stuff is covered up by that sin. I don't care how many buildings you build, how many people you feed, how many people you clothe. I don't care what you do. You got to take care of the sin. And the only thing that can take care of the sin is the name of Jesus. You got to go down in the water in the name of Jesus Christ. Why? For the remission. That word remission means removal of sin. And then once you get up out the water, you need something to help you. That's why you got to tarry. Wait until you are endued with power from on high, right? That's the truth. He don't want you to do that. Say, oh, no. You didn't tarry in too long. Stay there. Don't you leave from the altar until you receive the Holy Ghost. Why? Because you got to live right. Don't you realize you got to live right when ain't nobody else around you? When ain't no saint, no churches around you, you still got to represent Jesus. You got to talk like Jesus tell you to talk. You got to behave yourself like a saint. You got to realize that the eyes of the Lord are on you. His eyes don't shut. He don't blink. The Lord ain't like us. He don't have to blink to moisturize his eyes. His eyes are always on us. His eyes are fixed on us. He's got his eyes on, and ain't nobody but the devil don't want you to see that Jesus is looking at you. The devil wants you to think you can get by with a little bit of sin. But the scripture says that it just takes a little bit of leaven. It just takes a little bit of sin to mess your life up, right? You need to ask the Lord Jesus, get rid of it all. Anything that's not like you, Lord, take that thing out of my life. Any thought, any behavior, any way, any habit that I have picked up that's not like you, Jesus, take that stuff away from me.
That's
the truth. That's true, because that stuff is trying to prevent me from seeing Jesus. You got to look at the Lord. You say, what is the Lord? Why is it so hard to see Jesus? You look at it in the gospel. They had a hard time seeing Jesus. Yes, they did. Only thing they could see Jesus was as a man. They said, oh, no. That's Joseph's son. Mary's son. Joseph is his father. His father is a carpenter. If Mary and Joseph were speaking and they listened, no, Joseph would tell you flat-footed, I am not his father. Before I even knew that woman, she was with child. I was only engaged to her. Before I even knew that woman, she was with child. She asked the angels a question herself. How can these things be? Seeing that I do not know a man. Scripture says the power of the Almighty have overshadowed you. In other words, God put himself within the womb of a virgin that the scriptures might be fulfilled. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel. What does Emmanuel mean? God is with us. When you see Jesus, you see God, right? When you see Jesus, you see God.
Thank you, Jesus.
God took on flesh.
Yes, he did.
The scripture said that he was made a little lower than the angels. Angels are spiritual beings. Angels, according to the scriptures, are ministering spirits. You all go get a couple of old scriptures in Hebrews. Hebrews 1:7 would ask you that question, what are angels? Each one of you get one of those scriptures and let's read and see what it says. And you will see angels are ministering spirits. I know people go try to draw them and make sculptors out of them, but according to the scripture, they are not to be worshipped. They are not to be praised. I said, you can't go by this stuff. Even when they put the face of Jesus on these little fans, you can't go by this stuff. So he said, Elder Scott, I'm going to take this fan home and put this on my car. And you'll be walking around saying, oh, I got Jesus with me. No, you don't. You don't know who this man is.
Right.
I don't know who this man is. Yeah. This man ain't doing nothing for me. No, that man ain't doing nothing for me. I never saw the face of Jesus. The Lord called me blessed. Why? Because having not seen him, I still believe in him. Not just believe in him, but I love him. That's the kind of thing Jesus is looking for you not to be focused on his face, but just his presence. You realize when you got the presence of God himself, you got Jesus, right? Got everything you need. One day I'm going to see him. Oh yeah. One day the Lord is going to bless me to step out of this body. To be able to see God in all of his glory. Well, I got to get out of this. This can't stand the glory of God himself. It took God to make a special body. Yes, he did. He made a special body outside of Adam. Not after the genealogy of Adam. Because after Adam, everybody is born in the likeness of sin. But it took God to make a special body. A body that did not need male and female to come into existence. God put that special body into that virgin. Joseph said, when Joseph looked at her and he said, oh no, she had to be cheating on me. She had to be fooling around with me. Why can nobody can be pregnant unless they know a man? The angel of the Lord says, no, do not fear to take man as your wife. That which is in her is of the Holy Ghost, right?
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
Mary said, generations are going to call me blessed. My soul does magnify the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior. That's a mighty God that can be in the womb of one woman, and then while another woman is pregnant, that tells her about what's in her belly. Then that other baby leaps. The other baby leaps for joy. Why did it leap for joy? Because it knew when it was supposed to be born,
hallelujah,
it was going to be the voice of the Lord.
Right.
It was going to, the purpose of him was to prepare the way of the Lord, to make his way straight. And he said, when they said, are you the light? Are you the one that the prophet has been speaking of? He said, no, I am not the light. I am only the voice of one crying out in the wilderness. What was he crying? Repent. Saints, that's what we got to cry in this wilderness. Repent. Don't let your voice get tired. Don't let the world make you stand. Tell a phone to repent, right? Repent. Repent. Elder Scott, I ain't doing all. Repent.
Yes, Lord.
Elder Scott, I'm coming up short. Repent.
Hallelujah.
I'm feeling a little weak. Repent.
Jesus.
Saying things I shouldn't say.
Right.
Repent.
Jesus.
There's no getting back.
No.
You got to repent.
Right.
That word repent means turn.
Yeah.
Turn from your wicked ways.
Jesus.
Stop going down that path.
Right.
Whatever that path is.
Jesus.
Filthy mouth.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Nasty attitude.
Yes, yes, yes,
stinky
yes,
thinking.
Yes, yes, yes.
You got to turn around.
Jesus.
Stop going down that path.
Jesus.
And walk
Jesus.
The path of righteousness.
Yeah.
Elder Scott, I can't see my way. The Lord said his word is a lamp to your feet. It's a light to your path. When you see the light, walk in the light. Jesus is the light, right? Don't accept no counterfeit. Jesus is the light. That's the truth. Jesus is the light. Our songs have got to be centered on Jesus. Our teaching has got to be centered on Jesus. Our preaching has got to be centered on Jesus. How we live has got to be centered on Jesus. When the world does not recognize Jesus. It takes the saint to say, it's nobody but Jesus. Nobody but Jesus has spared the life. I told you all the other week when that fellow was walking around with that butcher knife, they called the wrong ones. They called the police officers. And the police officers did the best that they knew how. They took that young man's life. But if the saints, if his mother and his father were saved, and if they knew Jesus, they wouldn't have called 911. They would have called the saints and said, saints, somebody needs help. Somebody needs help. What will the righteous do? The righteous will cry. We will get on our knees and cry, Jesus. Can you imagine what that street would have been like if the righteous came out and just started calling Jesus? I mean calling them. I mean calling them with everything inside of
you.
I mean just calling Jesus. I believe the Lord would have made that young man drop that knife. That's the power of Jesus. He would have made that young man drop that knife.
Jesus, thank you.
Yes, he would have. If the Lord put all them soldiers that were outside of his tomb to sleep, what makes you think he can't do the same?
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Power of the Lord is able to do that. Come on, I don't want to get off. What are angels? Yes.
And of the angels he said, who maketh his angels spirit?
Uh-huh.
His ministers of blessing.
Isn't that something? Isn't that something? Angels were made.
Yeah.
They didn't create themselves on their own.
No.
That's why Jesus is God the Father.
Uh-huh.
Meaning he's the Father through creation.
Yeah.
He makes everything.
Yes.
Nothing comes into existence
yes.
without his approval.
Yes.
Without his word speaking it into existence. God said, let there be light.
Yes.
And what happened? There was light.
Yes.
He speaks all of these things into existence.
Yes.
He also made angelic beings.
Uh-huh.
Some of them he made to praise him.
Uh-huh.
Scripture declared he's got angels around him 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. What are they doing? Shouting holy. When you're asleep, the angels are still shouting holy. When you're murmuring and complaining about this and that, the angels are still shouting holy. You need to find a will within yourself. Say, Lord Jesus, help me to stop looking at myself and help me to see you. Why? Because when you see Jesus, you will shout holy, right? You won't keep your mouth shut, but you will shout holy, right? Why? Because that's who he is, right?
Thank you, Jesus.
That's who he is. You'll shout holy.
Yes.
And we're trying to get you to do when you're down there calling on Jesus.
Yes.
We tell you, see the Lord on the cross.
Uh-huh.
See Jesus.
Yeah.
See Jesus. Stop focusing on yourself.
Uh-huh.
Say, Elder Scott, you don't understand. My hands are itching. Stop focusing on yourself.
Yes.
Forget
yes.
about yourself.
Yes.
And see
yes.
Jesus.
Jesus.
But it's my mind is dark.
Mm-hmm.
Keep calling him.
Yeah.
Keep calling him. Why? Because his name is your salvation.
Yes.
His name is your help.
Jesus.
His name is your deliverance. His name is light.
Yes.
Only one don't like that want that light to shine in your heart is a dark devil.
Yes.
A dark demon.
Yes.
Doesn't want you to see the marvelous,
yes.
wonderful light
Jesus.
Of Jesus.
Yes.
But if you keep calling him,
yes.
he will answer you, right?
Yes, yes, yes. yes.
He will answer you.
Yes, he will.
With signs and
yes,
wonders.
Huh?
Them folk on the day of Pentecost got the call of Jesus, so the Lord sure enough came on in and he answered. Oh, yes, he did. Scripture said that the Holy Ghost fell on each of them. Kind of glory of the Lord, it filled the whole place. That's why I say, saints, sometimes when we be in here calling on Jesus, whether it be in a song or in prayer, don't forget where you are. Don't forget where you are. You are in a place that you want the Lord to rest on. I want the Shekinah glory of the Lord to rest on this place and fill every empty space. That's what Isaiah said. I saw the Lord high and lifted up. His train filled the temple, meaning the length of his
robe. It filled the temple. His authority filled the temple. No matter how sick you are, the authority of Jesus can heal your body, right? You just need the authority of the Lord to do what? Fill the temple. I'm looking for the young folk one day to get it in their mind. We be in here calling Jesus. I'm looking for the young folk to just get up. Say, I don't know what's wrong with my feet. How my feet done got light. Why? Because of the name. Somebody got a hold of the name, right? The Lord moved on you like that. Why not them?
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Huh?
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord moved on you like that. Why not this?
That's it.
You just got to come in here with expectation. Not knowing what you're going to receive from Jesus. Faith will move you, right?
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Faith will move you.
Yes.
Elders got to say, what you going? I'm sick.
Yes.
Not feeling well in my body.
Uh-huh.
Where you going? I'm still going to go on in it.
Amen.
Not knowing what I'm going to get.
Right, right.
I don't know whether the Lord is going to heal me or not. But I know he's able. Y'all got that kind of attitude?
Amen.
I don't know whether the Lord's going to make a way or not.
Uh-huh.
But I know that Jesus is, if it's going to get done, Jesus is the only one that can do it, right?
Thank you, Jesus.
That's the truth.
Yeah.
They are ministering spirits.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
They're there to help us.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why when you see, you be walking down the street, somebody just pop out of the blue and help you.
Uh-huh.
You say, oh, what was that? Lord done let an angel embody that person. That's why you can't pay attention to the person. You gotta pay attention to the spirit that is driving that person. Sometimes the Lord will send down angels to minister to you. Say little kind things to you. I'm just out of the blue. You be walking. So good to see you. Don't know who you are. Thank you. Thank you. It's a beautiful day. Huh? You be saying, yeah. It's just something to smile about.
Right.
And you be one, you say, wow, where'd they come from? Never seen that person before.
Right.
Here the Lord is trying to minister to you.
Yeah.
Telling you, get up out of your pit of sorrow.
Get up.
Lift your head up.
Yeah.
Right. You are the righteous.
Right.
Lift your head up.
Jesus.
Why? Because your redemption
Jesus.
Draws nigh, right?
Thank
you don't know when the Lord gonna come by and bless you, right?
Thank you. Hallelujah.
You don't want the devil to mess up your vision. Huh? Make you miss what the Lord has in store for you. Oh yes, saints, the Lord got something in store for each and every one of you. And you can't let the devil make you miss it. Why? Because if you miss it, it's your fault. That's our song we see singing. It's nobody's fault but mine. If I should die and my soul be lost, it's nobody's fault but who? Why? Because the Lord gave you all the tools you need in order for you to be blessed. You got all that you need. See, Elder Scott, I can't read. All you need to do is believe. All you need to do is listen to what I am saying. Our faith is not based on reading. Oh, thank you, Jesus. But it is based on hearing. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How shall they call upon him whom they have not what? Believed. Is that what it says? I don't want to quote it wrong. How shall they call upon him whom they have not believed? How shall they believe on him on whom they have not heard? Right? Faith is developed by hearing. Hearing what? The word of God. Right? Man should not live by bread alone, but by what? Every word that proceeds. You need a word from the Lord. You don't need a word from your doctor.
Right.
Huh? But my doctor said, you don't need a word from your doctor. You need to hear a word from the Lord God himself. Why? Because your doctors don't know how to heal you.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Elder Scudder, say it again. The doctors don't know how to heal you. Only one know how to heal you is Jesus. Go ask that woman who had that issue all of those years. Spent all of her money on doctors, right? But when she lost all of it, when did she find faith? Huh? Faith so much so she crawled to Jesus, right?
Thank you, Jesus.
She crawled to the Lord.
Yes, she did.
Didn't know who she was touching. Because she just thought it was a priest. Because of the garments, the tassels.
Yeah.
But little did she know, the great high priest was in them garments that day. Everybody was bumping Jesus. But somebody with some faith just touched the hem of his garment. The Lord stopped moving. Can you imagine Jesus? They just bumping him along. Then all of a sudden somebody touches him. He just stopped. Oh, somebody touched me. Those that were with him, because they couldn't see Jesus for who he is. Lord, you're talking about somebody touched you. All these people are bumping you. What are you talking about? No. Somebody touched me in a special way. Why? Because I felt some power. That's all I'm trying to get you to do, saints, is touch the Lord special.
Yes.
Touch him with some faith.
Yes.
You ain't got to ask nobody about it. Yes. It's just got to be you and Jesus.
Yes.
Just reach out and touch the Lord with just a little bit of faith. Yes. Not a whole lot, just a little bit, right?
Thank you, Jesus.
And watch the Lord move.
Yes.
Lord said, power came out of his body. Stop saying, who touched me?
Yes.
Then he saw that woman. Can you imagine?
Yes.
She was unclean.
Yes.
Unfit. People like her had no business touching priests. They should have been on the outskirts of the city crying unclean. 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 But something inside her said, I want to be healed.
Right.
I'm sick of screaming and hollering. Unclean.
Right.
I need some healing.
Right.
So now she done got the healing. Knew she had done something wrong. When the Lord looked back at her, she was looking there scared. Because she knew, if he say something, they're going to stone me to death. Lord looked at her and said, daughter, your faith has made you whole.
Yes.
Don't you want the Lord to look at you and say the same thing?
Yes.
No matter what issue is going on in your life, your faith.
That's right.
Not somebody else.
Right.
Your faith is what's going to do it, right?
Right?
I'm trying to tell you to believe in Jesus, right?
Yes.
Don't you doubt the Lord.
Amen.
Huh?
Right.
Stop listening to other people that do not know Jesus.
Right.
Stop listening to people that do not do what? See Jesus.
Uh-huh.
Huh? If folk don't see Jesus, they won't tell you what Jesus is able to do. But if they see him, they say, oh, Lord, no, the Lord can do this. Mm-hmm. Give me another one. Give me another one real quick. My time.
Mm-hmm.
My time. What was the other one? Y'all got it on your paper. 1 and 14.
1 and 14.
Yes.
Hebrews 1 and 14. Are they not all ministering spirits?
What are angels?
Ministering spirits.
Y'all see that they're ministering spirits. Sent down to do what?
Sent to minister for them who shall be heirs.
Uh-huh. That's right. The Lord only sends those ministering spirits to those that got a future.
Right.
Isn't that a beautiful thing?
Yes.
That's why you got to make sure you stay connected with Jesus.
Right.
Lord ain't sending down no angel to help somebody that ain't got no future in Jesus.
Right.
But if the Lord sees you as an heir, he will send you some help, right?
Right.
That's a beautiful thing, isn't
it?
Lord, see me as an heir.
Yes.
He will send spirits to do what? Help me.
Uh-huh.
I am not going around thinking I don't need the help. I'm not a fool enough to think that I can do this all by myself. I realize I need the Lord to help me. I need the Lord to send all the help that I need to make it back with him, right? That's the truth. Read a little bit more.
14.
Yes. No. Genesis. Who got Genesis 24/7? I ain't going to be able to finish all this tonight. Today, but yes. Yes.
And from the land of my kindred, which spake unto me, and that sware unto me, saying, unto thy seed will I give this land.
Uh-huh.
He shall send his angels.
He shall do what?
He's
going to send his angels to do what? to go before him, right?
Yes. And thou shalt take a wife unto.
Isn't that something? Saints, you're not here by mistake. So many of you have testified. Think about that testimony our sister gave that time. She said she was in the hospital. Lady had this big old Bible. They ain't never seen that lady before. They never seen her no more since. But just started ministering to her. Was she saved? No. Our sister wasn't saved yet. But the Lord could see beyond her present state. Lord saw her as an heir. Isn't that a beautiful thing? Come on. Don't y'all realize when you were in your sin, Jesus saw you. Oh, yes, you did. Yes, he did. And all of your devilment, Jesus saw you. And he sent angels down to do what? To minister to each and every one of you. To give you some kind of word that you needed to hear. To make your mind stop thinking. Make you start looking at life a little bit differently. You will want to say, why didn't nobody else see what I see? Why didn't nobody else again. Go ask Saul on the road to Damascus. The Lord spoke to Saul all by himself. Same thing can be said about you and I. Jesus spoke to you all by yourself. What did he say? Come now, right? Stop putting off. Stop delaying. Stop procrastinating. I see your cry. Come on, isn't that a beautiful thing? The Lord knows all of your tears that you cry when nobody else is paying attention to you, when nobody else sees you, when you try to hide behind a smile. The Lord sees the real you, and he is positioning you to help you. Why? Because he sent you to this place, right? Could have sent you so many other places, but the Lord sent you right here so that you can hear what you say, the truth. Come on, that truth can make you free. Don't you want to be free? Hey, free from what? I ain't talking about freedom from these people. I'm talking about freedom from Satan, freedom from sin, right? I need the Lord to break those chains of sin that had me captivated, making me think that I'm going to get something I'm not really working towards, right? When I already know the wage of sin. Do y'all understand that? Do you believe that? That the wage of sin is what? Nobody but the devil is keeping you trying to think that you can sin your way into the kingdom? No, you cannot. If the wage of sin is death, death and hell are going to be cast into what?
The lake of fire.
Who else is going to be there? The beast. The false prophet. The mean man. The man that is lifted up in his pomp and his glory. All of them shall be in that lake that burneth with what? Fire and brimstone. Who else is there, Lord Jesus? The unbeliever. The sorcerer. The fearful, the abominable, right? The murderers, right? Whoremongers, idolaters, and all liars, right? Lord, take away that lying spirit out of me. Trying to conceal truth. Oh, I just told a little joke. No, you lied. Lord, take that lying spirit out of me. Isn't that the truth? Saints, don't you do it. I said, Lord, take that lying tongue away from me. Nobody would have you doing that but the enemy. You be doing all that stuff, laughing, joking, lying. Devil just saying, I'm setting you up. Setting you up from destruction. You don't even know. Because the Lord can't stand a liar. Lord cannot stand a liar. You got to be truthful. You got to be honest. You got to come before the Lord and say it, even when it don't even sound pretty. You ain't never been on your knees praying, and it didn't sound good what you had to say to Jesus. Oh, yeah. It didn't sound good what you had to let the Lord know. Lord, I need you to take this stuff out of me. I need you to take that mind away from me. Why? Because no good going to come from it. And I don't want to be separated by you. Lord's hand ain't short that he can't save you. His ear ain't heavy that it don't hear you. But your what? Iniquities. Stand as a blockage between you and your God, right? You don't want no sinners to be there. Because when the Lord would help you, he can't get to you because of the what? You need the Lord to remove that stuff out of you, right? That's the truth, saints. I'm done. Come on. Did I finish it all? Give me Exodus 23:20, and I'm going to let you go. And then we'll close out with Hebrews 2:14.
Exodus 23:20.
Yes.
Behold, I sent an angel before thee to keep thee in the way.
So the Lord said the angels are going to just lead you, and they're also going to be there to do what? Keep you. Ain't that a beautiful thing?
Yep.
Mother, that's a beautiful thing.
Yes.
No, you got an angel standing outside your door.
Amen.
I mean, with all kind of devilment is going on outside.
Right.
And know that you got an angel standing outside.
That's
Lord,
right.
That he's got angels that about around about
yes,
you.
Yes.
And I'm talking about straight bullets and everything.
Right.
When they come, that bullet, angel can stop that bullet.
Yeah.
Angel be just like this. Move that stuff right on out the way, right?
That's it.
I'm trying to tell you, saints. That's why you don't want to leave from up under the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
It's some protection up under that blood, right?
Yes, thank you.
Huh?
Yep.
David says, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil. Why? Because that Jesus is right there, right?
All the time. Yes, he is.
Now, why would you go and get yourself into something that you know Jesus ain't going to be there? You're going to lose.
Thank you, Jesus.
Warning you, you're going to drop dead right where you are. And your testimony is going to really come out. Oh, they was in the church, but where did they die at? Well, don't call. So what you don't call me? I ain't got a heaven to hell to put you in.
Amen.
Well, I don't want else going to say that about me. First of all, you've messed up. Because I'm not going to talk about you when you're dead anyway.
Right.
There's nothing left to talk about.
Right.
I talk to the living. Everybody understand that?
Amen.
So I was going to say, well, I want somebody to say nice things, but don't get me to do your funeral then. Because I'm not going to be talking about you when you're dead.
Right.
I talk to the living.
Right.
Huh?
Right.
What are you going to tell the living? Repent.
Right.
Repent.
Yeah.
I'm going to love them and say, I love you so much, I'm going to tell you to repent. You got to stop all that wrong. Huh? Oh, yeah. That's true. Is that all of it?
Exodus 20 and 20 says to keep thee in the way,
yes,
and to bring thee into the place,
yes,
which I have prepared.
Who brought you in here? The Lord. His ministering spirits did what? Brought you into the place that he did what? Prepared for who? Prepared for you. Prepared for you. As the scripture says, you are an heir of salvation. Oh, I thank you, Jesus. Now, come on. I'm a low. Close up. Hebrews 2:14. And let's see why God took on flesh.
But we are made partakers of Christ.
Is this Hebrews
2:14? 2:14.
Yes, ma'am.
That's
all right. As the children are partakers of flesh and blood.
He himself.
Who is the he? The one we saw in 2:9. It says, but we see Jesus,
right,
who was made a little lower than the angels.
Right.
For as much as he has, for as much as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he likewise took part of the same.
That
through what?
Death.
So Jesus took on flesh, so the scripture said, not so that he could just die, but so that he could do what? Taste death. God don't die.
Nope.
Everybody heard me? God does not die.
No,
you cannot kill God, right?
Right.
You can't kill God.
No.
How you gonna kill God himself?
Uh-huh.
But why did he take on? He took it, he got into that body. So according to the scripture, so he could just do what? Taste death. what did he do? He just tasted death. For who?
Every man. Taste death for every man. And verse 14 says he also took part in the same that through death
he might destroy
him.
That's why Revelation says, he says, I am he that what was dead. But I'm alive for what? I've got the keys, right? You want to get out, the Lord is your authority out, right? I've got the keys above what? Hell and death. And because I live. That's a beautiful thought, isn't it?
Yeah.
What does the next verse say?
14. And it says, 15 says, and deliver them.
That's why the Lord came. That's why the Lord came. He came to help you with something that you real scared of. I know you. The fool says, I ain't afraid to die. Oh, you better be. Oh, you better. Oh, I'm a go on into hell anyway. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You fool.
Right.
Huh? Fools talk like that. Fools got it in their mind that they can take hell.
I don't think so.
But first of all, you don't know nothing about hell. I don't care if you die in a fire. Isn't that something? You could die in a fire where your whole body burn up. You still don't know what it's like to be in hell. But I know what it's like to be on. You still don't know what it's like to be in hell. According to the scripture, your soul don't die. So you just got pain endlessly. There's no time. She said, oh, just let me get to the next second. No. The next second is like the second before. Y'all realize what the rich man is going through right now? He's screaming today, just like he did the first day he got in there. And he will be screaming forever. Ain't gonna be no end. Now, do you want to go to hell?
No.
I can take it. I'm strong. Go right on. Go right on. Go right on. You think you can take it? You go right on. Let's see. Go right on. Do you? What we gonna get used to it? Nah. See, that's where the devil's messing up your mind. You thinking like human clock, time, you know, stuff catch on fire, burn up. That ain't how it works. Moses saw it. Remember Moses saw that burning bush?
Yeah.
And he looked at that bush. Felt the heat from it. He still looked at the leaves were still green. How's that? That's what it's like to be in hell. In other words, you don't disintegrate.
Right.
You feel the pain from it.
Right.
Isn't that something? Do you want to? No, I don't want nothing like that. I don't want nothing like that. Now when the Lord told me he came to do what? Deliver me. Of all of our what? Lifetimes. Was subject unto what? Unto bondage. Is that all of it?
15, yeah, that's what the rest of 15.
All right, I'm done. Not going to try your patience any longer. Hold on to your papers, because this is going to be a part two. Because at the end of the day, we need to see Jesus, saints.
Amen.
Got a lot of stuff, and I'm trying to tell you this week,
yeah.
All of you that cook, I'm trying to tell you, you better take your mind off of them recipes.
Right.
Recipes ain't going to get you into the kingdom.
Right.
In the midst of all of your best sweet potato pie, you better see Jesus.
Amen.
Don't let your fingers start popping.
Mm-hmm.
Start playing so there you go. You better see Jesus. You better reach over there. We don't listen to that in here. What you talking about? We listen to that. We don't listen to that in here no more. Why? Because I need to do what? I need to see Jesus. And I'm not going to let no devil.
Nobody.
Y'all understand what I'm saying? I'm not going to let no devil block my view. Because nobody but the devil is trying to teach you into thinking you can climb up or what?
Another level.
But when you do that, you are nothing more than a what? A thief.
And a robber.
Nobody is a thief and a robber but the devil himself, saints. So we don't want to fall behind that spirit of thieving and robbing, thinking that we're going to get something that we really have not worked towards. Right? All right, saints. Church has got something out the word. Now, as I said, saints, this is something we need to work on. I'm not playing. I'm dead serious. We need to work on this.